This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. For the next few shows, we're taking a look at the personal of personal finance, answering questions and explaining the concepts behind the basics, how we bank, how we spend, invest, save. And technology is changing pretty much everything, including money, even what money is. So we've invited Bill Maurin to help us through the brave new world of alternative payments and alternative currencies. He's the Dean of Social Sciences and an anthropology professor at UC Irvine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we've talked a lot about sort of mobile payments and mobile being
right.
The future of where things are headed. Is that right? Is that where we're going with this?
Well, and mobile is really shaking up the payment space and opening up new vistas for innovation and entrepreneurship, I think. You know, people always joke around about how the mobile has essentially replaced the wallet as the thing that people fear losing or leaving behind most.
Mm-hmm.
People can go through a whole day without their wallet and not really stress out about it too much, but really get anxious if they don't have their phone nearby or if the service goes out or if their battery runs out or whatever. And there's some real possibilities there for mobile. Now, the challenge for mobile payments is that we have a lot of legacy systems, the cards. We have cash. We have checks still. They work pretty well. There isn't a pressing huge demand for any new way to pay. But there is probably for consumers a kind of convenience angle here. I can maybe only carry one thing around anymore, and that will be the thing that will be my portal for both information and news and email and now also payments. But certainly on the business side, there's quite a strong case for mobile, again, precisely because of the kinds of data that it allows folks to capture to learn so much more about consumers and their behavior and their desires and to start developing, you know, entirely new business cases around that data.
One other thing that seems to be happening, and I wonder what you think about its significance, is alternative currencies.
Right.
What's out there, and do they really have any potential to change things?
You know, there have been alternative currency experiments for more than 100 years. There have been small communities that have tried to print their own currency to use in local transactions. What we're seeing now, though, is a real acceleration of that activity in the tech space connected to mobile. And part of it has to do with the fact that mobile is using a whole different set of infrastructure from the traditional card networks. With the card networks, you've got what people in the payments industry call the payment rails, these sort of MasterCard, you know, Visa card rails, the Amex rails, and so on, which basically carry one kind of freight, the US dollar.
Right.
With mobile and with some of the online experiments in payments, you're having developers start to realize, you know, we control an alternative set of rails, and we also have the potential to control and create our own freight that goes over those rails. We don't necessarily need to be having something tied to the US dollar traveling over those rails that we've built. It can be something else. It can be our own private token. So you've seen a lot of experimentation going on with things like loyalty points, and trying to kind of envision whether or not a loyalty point could actually serve as a kind of private token or private currency. And the other thing, too, not to lose sight of is that human behavior changes very slowly. And in the money domain in particular, we're all still carrying around in our, you know, cars and wallets and purses and pockets coins. And the coin is a, you know, 5,000-year-old invention.
Right.
It hasn't gone away. What's going to be interesting to see is whether or not some of these new payment innovators and money innovators are able to get people to make the jump away from using any kind of physical token altogether and to just let things happen, say, on their phone or let things happen in the internet ether.
When you think about sort of alternative payment systems, alternative currencies, this question about technology, what's it all add up to? I mean, what could it mean for us as a society?
There are certainly people out there in this space, and some really important and big and powerful people, right? Like Peter Thiel. And Thiel's one of the founders of PayPal and has been really active in kind of pushing innovation and payments. But, you know, one of the things that he has in his sights and some other people have in their sights as well is ending the state's monopoly over the means of exchange.
Wow. Right?
Disintermediating the currency, creating a whole system of private currencies that can trade against one another, that a particular company could own, that it would then start to own customer relationships around if it partners with merchants, et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of one vision of the future, right?
That's a pretty radical vision of the future.
It's a very radical vision of the future. And now we also see today people, I'm not good at this, but other people are, people who are really savvy at managing things like their gift cards, their loyalty points, their airline miles, and their US dollars. And, you know, swapping and trading and taking advantage of deals when deals come up, you know, actually using coupons that get pushed to them through their mobile phone. In the industry, there's a couple of big questions, right? One is, will regulation just kind of squash this stuff? You know, regulators might be interested in curtailing some of this simply because there are actually a number of consumer protection issues. There's a number of risks. Like if I accumulate a whole bunch of American Express points that I think are worth something today, Amex could just decide arbitrarily tomorrow they're not, right?
Right.
And then I have no recourse. The other thing really, again, is besides regulation is, are people actually ready to start using this stuff for real and leaving their cash at home?
Bill Maurer is Dean of Social Sciences and Anthropology Professor at UC Irvine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.